The thing about that expression is that it's a title in scripture, meaning basically the fallen angels in this particular instance. So sons of God basically is supposed to mean like angels. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we see this phrase, sons of God, used in Genesis 6, where it talks about the sons of God coming down, you know, two women, seeing them, that, oh, they're beautiful. They marry them. They have offspring by them, the Nephilim. And this event is mentioned, actually, in the New Testament, Jude 1. You know, these are those angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but left it, abandoned it, and they're bound with chains for judgment on the great day. So these are those particular angels that did something that was so evil in God's sight, mm-hmm. that he punished them this way by binding them in chains, waiting for the day of judgment. So these are the sons of God. That's what the phrasing is here. Okay, so in this particular passage, you know, of Genesis 6 in particular. Okay, so and I mean, like even in Job 1 and 2, that the person, you know, sends in sons of God, basically same thing, angels all reporting into God, you know. So that's what it is. It's a title.